and welcome back to another episode of the Brick House Team Previews. Lucky number 7 team here today, Matt.
Wow.
This is the Detroit Pistons. I'm your host, Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, did you know that Stan Van Gundy could be the head coach of the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, a little over 2 years ago, he was offered the job, but he turned it down because he wanted, or talk stopped because he wanted control over basketball decisions.
Right, right.
Detroit swooped in and gave Stan everything he wanted, which was good for him because the roster wasn't as great and the city wasn't as warm as Golden State or whatever city, San Francisco. But at least he had the chance to build his own team.
You know? Okay.
Stan took the job and has really come to embrace not only his position, but also the city. He has come to love Detroit so much. This summer, he was seen at an underground hip-hop club.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like the one in 8 Mile?
Oh, I know 8 Mile.
Stan was particularly feeling a little randy and feeling himself
uh-huh.
into it. Stormed the stage, took over the mic for a hot 16, as the kids say.
Okay.
To get some things off his chest.
Wow.
And
really?
Yeah, but you know, our Brick House people are always in the right place at the right time. Bob, we have the recording.
That's amazing.
Of this.
I can't wait to hear this. It'll Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, it's going to be great to hear Stan air out all his problems.
Let's check it out.
8 Mile style.
Let's start. Everybody put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Now put your hands down. I'll let you coach the Pistons. That's me. Settle down. Shut up and listen. It's personal. Got a confession to make. If I have my way, I'll be in Golden State. Now stop. Stop. I know what you're thinking. He's in Detroit, right? What's this man been drinking? Why would I hold basketball control so tightly? So many things. Exhibit A, Pat Riley. I know the story goes, in 06 I quit. But would I do that when they won a championship? You ever heard the term, the deck is stacked? That's what happens when you coach a guy named Shaq. Yeah! Exhibit B, my man, Dwight Howard. Coincidence your name rhymes with coward? Whoa! You became a star when we went to the finals. Little did I know you would be put on trial for a job your boy Stan was born to do. I guess I know how Caesar felt, Brute at 2. Whoa! So say what you want. I've heard it before. Your voice is funny, you're fat. You need a stretch for. I'm Stan Van Gundy, and I still get testy. And yes, I still drink Diet Pepsi. I got another center. I'll do it right this time. I don't even care what he shoots at the free throw line. I'm the coach, and I'll still be when he put out to sea. Because in Detroit, the only man that can fire Van Gundy is me. Peace.
I like the Diet Pepsi line.
Yeah.
I remember he was drinking Diet Pepsi during the whole media interview with the Magic where he aired the fact that Dwight wanted him out.
Right. And then Dwight came and like Dwight sat on his lap and
put his arm around him.
We're all good, coach.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
Yeah, no, it's I think we have the start of a sequel to 8 Mile here.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
As soon as I saw him in that picture over last summer riding bicycles, wearing a Detroit Pistons cap with a no bend in the brim.
Right.
It looked like the cover of a rap album right there. I should have known.
He's a man of the people, Bob.
He's an awesome coach, too, and a good rapper.
Sure.
Didn't make a lot of changes over the offseason, but he did make a few. Let's get into them.
Here they lost Jody Meeks.
Right, I think that was the first contract he ever gave out as the new head right. of basketball in Detroit.
Anthony Tolliver and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie, yeah.
He signed Ish Smith, great backup point guard, I think.
Yep.
John Luer, Boban Marjanovic, Ray McCollum, Henry Ellison, and Michael Benajay in the draft. A lot of 7-foot white guys, Bob.
Yeah, big Boban, who Michael Rapaport calls a frickin' caveman,
yeah,
was actually the most efficient big man in the NBA, according to advanced metrics.
Wow.
last season playing for San Antonio.
He's 7'3". He's a big man.
Man, I would love to see a tree, you know, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon for everyone who's been involved with the Spurs organization and then gone on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Between Lure, Boban, Aaron Baines, and Henry Ellison, they're all like 6'11", 7 foot. That's a big bunch of dudes.
Well, I'm glad you said that because...
Yeah, me too.
The Detroit Pistons remind me of Chuck Palahniuk books.
Okay.
I really was into Chuck Palahniuk, especially in high school when he first came out. He's the author of Fight Club.
Right.
Choke, Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I read all of his, I think, first 5 novels before someone pointed out to me, he's an okay writer, but the story of every one of his books is about a character with an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all different stories, but that really is true. At least his first 5 novels was all an identity crisis. Stan Van Gundy is kind of like Chuck Palahniuk in that no matter when he's putting a basketball team together, he's kind of telling the same story.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's Rashard Lewis or Hedo Turkoglu or, you know, some 6'10", 6'11" guy who can shoot threes, who's spreading the floor around a center that can't make a fucking free throw. He's paying all these guys more than you would think they should be paid. But again, he's in a place like Detroit or Orlando, not places where people are flocking to go as free agents. I just think, yeah, it's very much the Orlando Magic of the North that he's got here.
He's got
a hot younger version of Dwight Howard and Andre Drummond.
I'd like to point out something. Maybe the identity he's creating for himself. They signed Big Boban from San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they signed Aaron Baines from San Antonio.
I see a pattern.
And then this offseason, they signed Ray McCallum, who spent part of last year.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
In San Antonio. So part of that identity is, hey, if San Antonio doesn't want them, we'll take them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, let's get into the starting lineup Big Stan has put together.
And now, the starting lineup for your Detroit Pistons!
Point guard, we got Reggie Jackson. Matt and I saw him at the basketball tournament over the summer in L.A. here. What I did hear about Reggie Jackson is he is staying in L.A. this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Paul George are friends, both Central Division rivals in the Eastern Conference. But they're working out together and decided to split the rent of a house.
Okay.
In L.A.
Good financial decision.
So Paul's looking at houses. He sends one over to Reggie, and Reggie's like, nah, man, I'm not paying for that. That's way too opulent. We don't need that. You know, find something else. A couple days later, Paul George calls him back. He's just like, all right, man, so I just bought that house. You don't have to pay rent. Like, just come stay with me. So that's exactly what they did. They're staying at a house owned by Paul George in Marina Del Rey. Although Reggie Jackson said he did throw down money for their personal chef.
Sure.
To be an NBA player, eh, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, starting shooting guard. Tobias Harris, who they picked up from the Magic, starting at small forward. Man, looking over this Pistons roster, I hate to keep going back to Biyombo.
Yeah.
But the Orlando Magic traded away 3 years of Tobias Harris at $16 million a year.
Right.
To get Biyombo for the same price.
Sure. They got rid of Tobias Harris to play more of Aaron Gordon, right? So in theory, Biyombo would be sucking. Yeah. Biyombo and Serge will be sucking up those Aaron Gordon minutes.
Marcus Morris is going to be starting, I think, at power forward for him this year. He had a great season in Detroit.
Yeah.
Turning it around, understand. And of course, Dwight Howard Jr., Andre Drummond. Do you think we see underhanded free throws from Drummond?
Nope. Do I think that we should? Yes, but I don't think we will.
Yeah, Shaq even said in his Hall of Fame speech this summer, he said, Rick Barry reached out to him, was going to teach him how to shoot underhand free throws, and he really considered it for a while. But hell, he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame anyway, so
yeah.
Guess he didn't really need it.
Right.
Record prediction.
I obviously have these guys ranked rather high, higher than most might expect.
Yeah.
They were 44 and 38 last year to earn the right to be swept in a very competitive series, for a sweep especially, with the eventual champs, Cleveland.
Right.
I'm bullish on Stan. He's makes improvements. He's responsible for a lot of wins. I got them with an 8-game improvement this year.
Whoa.
Bringing their record to 52 and 30.
I have 48 and 34.
48 and 34.
Yeah.
Does the 8-mile style rap change your mind about that prediction?
You know what? It kind of makes me nervous that Stan might ditch the team for a big record contract. So,
go on tour with Kanye?
Yeah.
They got swept by Cleveland. If they were going to put it together and beat Golden State, what do you think they'd have to do now?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to
This is a tough one for me. I mean, you got to get Boban. You might have to send him out there as like a mercenary, just as a he's got six fouls. You got to use him, but I'm not advocating injuries, violence, and injuries.
Okay,
I'm just saying you got to use what you have, and you have a giant 7'3" monster who has six fouls to give.
Yeah, it'd be like a R-rated version of my giant.
Right. Well, between Henry Ellison, actually, start with Ellison. You got the rookie who has six fouls. You say you want to make a good impression. You give us all six fouls. You got Boban who has six fouls, and you have Aaron Baines. So you have 18 fouls. You got to go out there and, like I said, I'm not advocating injury.
Yeah, I was going to suggest they try anything other than Stanley Johnson just talking shit to their best player. That didn't work out too well for him against Cleveland. Actually, the Pistons beat the Warriors by 18 last season.
Wow.
It was the second worst loss of the year for Golden State
in the regular season. What was the first one?
Portland, the game after the All-Star break. They lost by like 30.
Yeah, they got crushed.
I might talk about that in the next team preview, man.
Mm.
Drummond had 21 rebounds in that trouncing of Golden State, and I think he is really Detroit's key to success, especially this year now that they don't have Andrew Bogut. In fact, if you recall, the first 10, 15 games of the season, Drummond was averaging like 20 points, 20 rebounds.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that. We were keeping track kind of that early in the season.
Stan is mastering his formula.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Back to the Chuck Palahniuk comparison.
Right.
And I wanted Matt to tell our listeners, if he had an invisible Tyler Durden-esque friend, what would that person be like?
Tyler Durden is Brad Pitt's character in Fight Club, those who haven't seen it. Wow.
And he's a figment of Edward Norton's imagination. So
yes.
I hope you've already seen it. It's been like 17 years.
Sure. I've already seen it. But what would be my alter ego? I don't know. I'm fairly happy with myself, Bob.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want to blow up society? That's nice.
Not really. Not yet, at least. We'll see. Maybe I would be like the... I wouldn't say evil, but like the CEO of like a major corporation or something where there's a lot of stress and responsibility and just a lot of like buy, sell type of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, because I don't know if currently in my life that I'm drawn to that type of stuff. So maybe, you know, that would be that, like the suited up, slick back hair, one of those type of guys.
Well, that would definitely be an alter ego.
Yeah, it would be.
I thought you might answer something like Marshawn Lynch, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be great.
In another life, you're just an enigmatic running back.
Yeah.
From Oakland.
Yeah. On the next episode of Brick House.
Matt, we're getting to the top six teams in the NBA previews. Number six team is next. They actually, this summer, just increased their payroll to become the team with the highest payroll
in the NBA.
That's crazy.
They spent a ton of money.
Their GM also used to be an actor. All signs point to the idea that he knows what he's doing despite his background in acting. By putting them at number 6 in our team previews, we obviously have a lot of faith in them too. Maybe it's overcompensating since the team was so underestimated by us and everyone else last year.
Sure.
If you haven't figured it out by now, I guess you'll just have to tune in and find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brickhouse.